for change, y'all. Blog Talk Radio. June 1st, 2020, we will be going from Southern California all the way to the White House in October-ish time. Now, the plans may change. There seems like they're starting to open stuff back up. I know Texas was announced May 1st. They're slowly letting us go back and start working, and we don't need masks and stuff like that, but they're doing the 6 feet apart, wash your hands. They've got the plastic things in front of all the stores and stuff up now. And so May 1st was our date that stuff's going to start slowly moving back. So if that continues, then our dates for the Walk for Change are going to stay the same. We are going to just keep planning on doing what we do. So if y'all want to get involved in this, go to www.walk4change.us. This is for all human rights, not just cannabis rights. So if you have anything that you know that you are tired of dealing with, are you bitching about how you can't get clean water, or how, you know, you can't use your choice of medicine, or that you're a veteran and not getting the rights that you deserve, or you feel that homeless people aren't getting, now's your time. Now's your chance to get involved. Walk for Change. .us, y'all. Get up and do something about it. Fight for your rights. We lost that a little bit, and it's starting to get back to that. We're starting to get back to, you know, taking our rights back and learning that we can go out on the street and protest, and we can make a difference. But we got to all join together, and that's what this walk is about, uniting all the human rights activists together to walk all the way across America and get shit done. So hell yeah, y'all. Y'all go check out Walk for Change. CannaFest coming soon, y'all. It's almost around the corner. This will be our third Texas CannaFest at Crystal Beach 2020, y'all. I cannot wait. It's gonna be a blast. We got so many musicians and so many speakers already signed up. I'm not gonna mention them all right now because I don't got the list in front of me and I don't want to leave anyone out. But if you are a musician, we are still taking musicians. I think we have like 20 or 30 spots or something, and we still have like half of those still. So if you are a musician and you're wanting to go to Crystal Beach Labor Day weekend, September 5th and 6th, same spot as last year, and I can't remember the barrel number, but it's all the way towards the end of the beach where the water collects in that area. So if you're from Crystal Beach, you know where that spot is. And our event link for that, so you can see all the musicians and speakers that we have so far, is on our Facebook page, Cannabis Open Carry Walk. You go click the event link, and you go to Texas CannaFest, and you'll be able to find all the information involving that in that event. We will be starting to release flyers of the musicians and the speakers really soon. We're setting everything up for that, so y'all stay tuned to that. Also, the Walk for Change has a new YouTube, Walk4Change, y'all. Go check out their YouTube channel, subscribe. We've been working hard on these Walk for Change shorts for y'all, getting many, many cannabis people together and activist people together to talk about human rights and what the Walk for Change is about. So if y'all go subscribe to that channel, you can watch those little short clips and find out all the different ways we're fighting and what all we're going to be doing. And you subscribe to it so you can stay tuned to the future ones. Also, if you're wanting to get involved in helping us with these Walk for Change short videos, if you want to speak about indigenous rights, or if you have any certain topic that you would like to speak about, hit me up. Let me know. I'll let you know where that call is, and we'll get you hooked up to the doc for that. And what we do is we have two hosts, and we talk about a topic. Very simple, about a 15-minute video. So if you're wanting to get